Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tiktan for Talmud, Menachos Nun Gimel, Menachos 53a, pagination is 105. We'll start counting up from the wide lines, about 12 lines. The beginning of the line is Shamat Minatarti, and then we begin. The topic here I would describe is the Rabbi Ezra, Rabbi Preda riddles, and we'll see how it plays out. Amalei Rabbanan the Rabbi Preda. The rabbis told Rabbi Preda, Rabbi Ezra, a certain Rabbi Ezra, Barberei de Rabbi Aftulus, he's the grandson of Rabbi Aftulus, to Asiri le Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he's a 10th generation to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, to Asiri le Ezra, who was a 10th generation to Ezra, Koi Abava, he's by the door. And they want to request that they could invite him in. Omar, Rabbi Preda responded, Maikulayai, what are you making such a big deal about his yichus, his lineage? Ibar or yonhu yoi, if he's one of us, if he's illuminated like we are, so then, that's great. Let him just come in. Ibar Oryon Ubar Avuhen Yoi. If he's one of us and he's a descendant from these wonderful people, well, that's also great. V'Ibar Avon V'lo Bar Uryon. But if he's a descendant of such great people and he's not one of us, so flaunting his yichus isn't going to help anyone. Esha teichle, a fire should burn him up. If he had everything going for him, he grew up in such a great lineage. Why didn't he make something of himself? You want him to come in because of his ancestors. Amrule, they told Rabbi Preda, Bar Oryonhu, indeed, he's one of us. He's a scholar, he's a good person. Amaluhu Leil Velesi. Okay. So let him come in. Chazi Dahava Achira Daite. Rabbi Preda saw that Rabbi Ezra was unsettled. His da'as, his concentration was cloudy. Presumably because this exchange had frazzled him. He had heard it from the front door, and it was a little intense. So the Gemara tells us, Posach v'Omar, Rabbi Preda started the conversation with something very pleasant and meaningful, and he wanted to bond and perhaps explain some of his position. Essentially, in these words, Chazi Dahava Achira Daite, that Rabbi Ezra was unsettled from this exchange, it's worth thinking about that sometimes a person's entire self-definition is of a certain type until someone kind of screams at him and offers him a different self-definition. Undoubtedly, Rabbi Ezra's self-definition was, as it was proudly exclaimed in his introduction to Rabbi Preda, he's of great lineage. And Rabbi Ezra, no doubt, walked around with that awareness, and he should, because he has great ancestors. You don't want Chas v'Shalom as Aviyahi Mechaleles, that he desecrates and defames a great family. We want him to be aware of his lineage. On the other hand, the Mishnah in Avo says, Eina Yerushalach, it's not an inheritance. Like Rabbi Preda says, Ibar Oryon Hu Yoi, if you're one of us, that's good. If not, I don't hear what the lineage accomplishes. The great expression is that Yichus is like a zero. If you put a one in front of it, if you have something to say for yourself, so then the zero makes it exponentially greater. That's true. But otherwise, Yichus is a zero. I mean, what does it do for you? So, there's something very delicate here in that Rabbi Ezra certainly should have his self-definition with an awareness of the lineage. On the other hand, Rabbi Preda, in his own way, was introducing Rabbi Ezra to a self-awareness. Either you are, or don't give me the lineage. I want to hear what you are. And that perhaps created a chira daite, you have to redefine and re-understand himself in light of this somewhat sharp exchange. We'll skip to the riddles, which begin on the second line, the second wide line. Kevan deshame deka'amar adir, Rabbi Ezra heard that Rabbi Preda, in his introductory comments, mentioned adir, which means mighty, posach va'amar, so he opened his mouth, and he started speaking, and he expressed the first of four riddles. Yavo adir, the mighty one, should come, v'yifra la'adirim, and he should take retribution on behalf of the mighty ones, me'adirim, from the mighty ones, ba'adirim, by use of mighty ones. And he explains, the Gemara explains, Yavo Adir Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mighty one, that refers to Hashem, V'yifra La'adirim, and take retribution on behalf of the mighty ones, that refers to the Jewish people. Each one is sourced in a pasuk. May Adirim, from the mighty ones, that's the Mitzriim, the Egyptians. Ba'adirim, with the mighty ones, the waters of the Yamsuf that drowned the Egyptians, water is described as mighty. Another riddle. Yavo Yedid, the beloved one, should come. Ben Yedid, the descendant of the beloved one. V'yivne Yedid, and he should build the beloved, Li Yedid, for the beloved, Bechelko Shel Yedid, in the portion of the beloved one. And the Gemara explains that Yedid is Shlomo, who is described as Yedidya. The descendant of Yedid refers to Avraham, as we'll see coming up. He'll build the beloved one, that's the Beis HaMikdash, for the beloved one, that's the Jewish people, and the portion of the Yedid, the beloved one, that refers to Binyamin. Let's go on to Amud Beis, to the next riddle. It's about seven lines down. Eight. Yavo Tov, good one should come, V'yikabel Tov, and he should receive the good, Mitov, from the good, Latovim, for the good ones. And the Gemara explains, Yavo Tov, the good one is Moshe. He's described, Vatero so Kitov, who is good. He'll receive the good, that's Torah, Kilekach Tov Nasati Lochem. Mito, from the good one, that's Hashem. Latovim, for the good ones, that's the Jewish people. Another riddle. Again, each one is sourced in Psukim, but we're moving along. About four lines later. Yavo ze, this one should come. V'yikabel zos, and he should receive this. Mize, from this. La'amzu, for this. And the Gemara explains, Yavo Zeh is Zeh Moshe Ha'ish, refers to Moshe, is receiving Zos, the Torah, Zos HaTorah. Mizeh, from Hashem, is Zeh Keli Ve'anvehu. La'amzu, that's Amzu Kanisa, also in Oz Yashir. One final piece, getting back to the fact that Avram is called Yedid, the beloved one. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, B'shah shacharav Beis HaMikdash, at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Matzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Avraham, Hashem found Avraham shaya omed b'Beis HaMikdash. He was standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Omar lo, and Hashem said to him, quoting the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, In other words, as the Gemara explains this event, Mali Yedidi Bivesi, what is my beloved one doing in my house? And there we find that Avram is called Yedid. Omar lo, and Avram responded, Al iske bonai basi. Regarding my children, I have come. I have business to attend to. What's going on? Destroying the Beis HaMikdash, sending them into exile, and an entire dialogue ensues. The comment I'd like to conclude the session with is the observation that this Rabbi Ezra, whose personal scholarship had been questioned, lightens the mood with these interesting agada, with these riddles, but also makes it clear his proficiency in both Torah and in attitude in order to be able to come up with these interesting plays on words where the same root word ends up creating a sentence that has great perspective and great meaning in each one of these cases. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.